Cultures and Organizations, Software of the Mind. By Geert Hofstede. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Cultures and Organizations, Software of the Mind, written by Geert Hofstede, is a book that explores the impact of culture on organizations. It examines how culture affects the way people think, act, and interact with each other in organizations. The book is divided into three parts. The first part looks at the concept of culture and how it affects organizations. It examines the different types of cultures, how they are formed, and how they can be managed. The second part looks at the impact of culture on organizations, including how it affects communication, decision-making, and leadership. The third part looks at how organizations can use culture to their advantage, such as by creating a culture of innovation and collaboration. Throughout the book, Hofstede provides examples from his own research and from other organizations to illustrate his points. The book begins by discussing the concept of culture and how it affects organizations. Hofstede defines culture as the collective programming of the mind that distinguishes the members of one group or category of people from another. He then looks at the different types of cultures, including individualistic, collectivist, and hierarchical cultures. He also examines how cultures are formed and how they can be managed. He argues that culture is not static, but rather is constantly changing and evolving. The second part of the book looks at the impact of culture on organizations. Hofstede examines how culture affects communication, decision-making, and leadership. He argues that culture can be used to create a more effective and efficient organization. He also looks at how organizations can use culture to their advantage, such as by creating a culture of innovation and collaboration. The third part of the book looks at how organizations can use culture to their advantage. Hofstede provides examples of how organizations have used culture to create a more effective and efficient organization. He also looks at how organizations can use culture to create a culture of innovation and collaboration. He argues that organizations should strive to create a culture that encourages creativity and innovation. Overall, Cultures and Organizations, Software of the Mind is an insightful and informative book that examines the impact of culture on organizations. It provides a comprehensive look at the different types of cultures, how they are formed, and how they can be managed. It also looks at how organizations can use culture to their advantage, such as by creating a culture of innovation and collaboration. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the impact of culture on organizations. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Power distance. This concept refers to the degree of inequality that exists and is accepted between people in a society. It is the extent to which people accept that power is distributed unequally and that those with power have more privileges than those without. Power distance is an important concept in understanding the dynamics of a society. It is the degree to which people accept that power is distributed unequally and that those with power have more privileges than those without. This concept is closely related to the idea of hierarchy and the way in which people in a society interact with each other. In societies with high power distance, there is a clear hierarchy and those in power are respected and obeyed. In societies with low power distance, there is more equality and people are more likely to challenge those in power. Power distance is an important factor in understanding how a society functions. It affects the way people interact with each other and the way decisions are made. It also affects the way people view authority and how they respond to it. In societies with high power distance, people are more likely to accept the decisions of those in power without question. In societies with low power distance, people are more likely to challenge authority and demand explanations for decisions. Power distance is an important concept in understanding the dynamics of a society. It is important to recognize that power is distributed unequally and that those with power have more privileges than those without. It is also important to understand how power is distributed and how it affects the way people interact with each other. By understanding power distance, we can better understand the dynamics of a society and how it functions. Main idea number two. Individualism versus collectivism. This concept looks at the degree to which individuals are integrated into groups. It is the extent to which people prioritize their own interests over those of the group, or vice versa. Individualism versus collectivism is a concept that looks at the degree to which individuals are integrated into groups. It is the extent to which people prioritize their own interests over those of the group, or vice versa. In individualistic cultures, the emphasis is on the individual and their rights and freedoms. People are expected to take responsibility for their own actions and decisions, and to look out for their own interests. In collectivist cultures, the emphasis is on the group and its collective interests. People are expected to put the group's interests before their own, and to take responsibility for the actions and decisions of the group. Individualism and collectivism are two sides of the same coin, and both have their advantages and disadvantages. Individualism can lead to greater freedom and autonomy, but it can also lead to selfishness and a lack of social cohesion. Collectivism can lead to greater social cohesion and a sense of belonging, but it can also lead to a lack of individual freedom and autonomy. It is important to find a balance between the two, as both are necessary for a healthy society. Main idea number three. Masculinity versus femininity. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values traditional masculine and feminine values. It is the extent to which a society values assertiveness, competition, and material success over caring, nurturing, and quality of life. Masculinity versus femininity is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society values traditional masculine and feminine values. It is a measure of the extent to which a society values assertiveness, competition, and material success over caring, nurturing, and quality of life. This concept is based on the idea that there are certain traits that are traditionally associated with men and women, and that these traits are valued differently in different societies. For example, in some societies, assertiveness and competition are seen as more important than caring and nurturing, while in other societies, the opposite may be true. This concept is important to consider when looking at how different cultures interact and how they view gender roles. Masculinity versus femininity is also important to consider when looking at how different cultures view gender roles. In some societies, traditional gender roles are more rigidly enforced, while in others, they are more flexible. This concept can help us to understand why certain behaviors are seen as more acceptable in some cultures than in others. It can also help us to understand why certain gender roles are seen as more desirable in some cultures than in others. By understanding this concept, we can gain a better understanding of how different cultures view gender roles and how they interact with each other. Main idea number four. Uncertainty avoidance. This concept looks at the degree to which a society is comfortable with uncertainty and ambiguity. It is the extent to which people feel threatened by uncertain and ambiguous situations and try to avoid them. Uncertainty avoidance is a concept that looks at how comfortable a society is with uncertainty and ambiguity. It is the extent to which people feel threatened by uncertain and ambiguous situations and try to avoid them. This concept is closely related to the idea of risk avoidance, as people who are uncomfortable with uncertainty may be more likely to avoid taking risks. Uncertainty avoidance can be seen in many aspects of a society, from the way people interact with each other to the way they make decisions. For example, in a society with high uncertainty avoidance, people may be more likely to follow established rules and procedures, while in a society with low uncertainty avoidance, people may be more likely to take risks and be more open to new ideas. Uncertainty avoidance can also be seen in the way people view the world. People in societies with high uncertainty avoidance may be more likely to view the world as unpredictable and dangerous, while people in societies with low uncertainty avoidance may be more likely to view the world as an opportunity for growth and exploration. This concept can also be seen in the way people respond to change. People in societies with high uncertainty avoidance may be more likely to resist change, while people in societies with low uncertainty avoidance may be more likely to embrace change. Uncertainty avoidance is an important concept to consider when looking at different cultures and societies. It can help to explain why certain behaviors are more or less accepted in different societies, and can help to explain why certain decisions are made in certain contexts. Understanding this concept can help to create a better understanding of different cultures and societies, and can help to create more effective communication and collaboration between different cultures. Main idea number 5. Long-term orientation. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values long-term goals and plans. It is the extent to which people prioritize long-term objectives over short-term objectives. Long-term orientation is an important concept in understanding the values of a society. It looks at the degree to which a society values long-term goals and plans, and the extent to which people prioritize long-term objectives over short-term objectives. This concept is closely related to the idea of Confucian dynamism, which is the idea that a society should strive for long-term success and progress. Long-term orientation is also closely related to the idea of thrift and perseverance, which is the idea that a society should be frugal and work hard to achieve long-term goals. Long-term orientation is an important factor in understanding the values of a society. It is closely related to the idea of Confucian dynamism, which is the idea that a society should strive for long-term success and progress. It is also closely related to the idea of thrift and perseverance, which is the idea that a society should be frugal and work hard to achieve long-term goals. Long-term orientation is an important concept in understanding the values of a society, and it is important to consider when making decisions and planning for the future. Main idea number 6. Indulgence versus restraint. This concept looks at the degree to which a society allows its members to indulge in their desires. It is the extent to which people are allowed to express their feelings and desires freely, or are restrained by social norms and values. Indulgence versus restraint is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society allows its members to indulge in their desires. It is the extent to which people are allowed to express their feelings and desires freely, or are restrained by social norms and values. This concept is closely related to the idea of individualism versus collectivism, as it looks at how much freedom individuals have to pursue their own interests and desires. In an indulgent society, individuals are encouraged to express their feelings and desires, while in a restrained society, individuals are expected to conform to social norms and values. The concept of indulgence versus restraint is important to consider when looking at how different cultures interact with each other. For example, a society that is more indulgent may be more accepting of different lifestyles and beliefs, while a society that is more restrained may be more likely to enforce traditional values and beliefs. Understanding the differences between indulgence and restraint can help us better understand how different cultures interact with each other and how they can be more accepting of each other's differences. Main idea number 7. Confucian dynamism. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values hard work and perseverance. It is the extent to which people are motivated to work hard and strive for success. Confucian dynamism is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society values hard work and perseverance. It is the extent to which people are motivated to work hard and strive for success. This concept is based on the teachings of Confucius, who believed that hard work and dedication were essential for achieving success. He also believed that people should strive to be the best they can be and that they should never give up. This concept is seen in many Asian cultures, where hard work and dedication are highly valued. It is also seen in other cultures, such as the United States, where the American Dream is based on the idea of hard work and perseverance. Confucian dynamism is an important concept to consider when looking at the success of a society. It is a measure of how motivated people are to work hard and strive for success. It is also a measure of how much a society values hard work and dedication. By understanding this concept, we can better understand the motivations of people in different societies and how they can be encouraged to work hard and strive for success. Main idea number 8. Monochronic versus polychronic time. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values punctuality and schedules. It is the extent to which people prioritize tasks and activities according to a set schedule, or prioritize relationships and flexibility over schedules. Monochronic time is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society values punctuality and schedules. It is the extent to which people prioritize tasks and activities according to a set schedule, and prioritize efficiency and productivity over relationships and flexibility. In a monochronic society, time is seen as a valuable resource that should be managed carefully and efficiently. People are expected to be punctual and adhere to deadlines, and tasks are completed in a linear fashion. Polychronic time is the opposite of monochronic time. It is the extent to which people prioritize relationships and flexibility over schedules. In a polychronic society, time is seen as a less valuable resource and is managed more loosely. People are expected to be flexible and accommodating, and tasks are completed in a more flexible and organic fashion. Main idea number 9. High context versus low context communication. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values implicit communication. It is the extent to which people rely on nonverbal cues and context to communicate, or rely on explicit verbal communication. High context communication is a style of communication that relies heavily on nonverbal cues and context to convey meaning. This type of communication is common in cultures that value implicit communication, such as those in East Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. In these cultures, people rely on subtle cues, such as body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice, to convey meaning. This type of communication is often seen as more polite and respectful than explicit verbal communication. Low-context communication is a style of communication that relies heavily on explicit verbal communication. This type of communication is common in cultures that value explicit communication, such as those in North America, Europe, and Australia. In these cultures, people rely on direct verbal communication to convey meaning. This type of communication is often seen as more direct and efficient than implicit communication. Main idea number 10. Universalism versus particularism. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values rules and regulations. It is the extent to which people prioritize universal rules and regulations over particular circumstances and relationships. Universalism versus particularism is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society values rules and regulations. Universalism is the belief that rules and regulations should be applied universally, regardless of the particular circumstances or relationships. This means that everyone should be treated the same, regardless of their individual differences. On the other hand, particularism is the belief that rules and regulations should be applied differently depending on the particular circumstances or relationships. This means that people should be treated differently depending on their individual differences. Universalism is often seen as a more rational approach to decision-making, as it is based on the idea that everyone should be treated equally. This approach is often seen as more fair and just, as it does not take into account any particular relationships or circumstances. On the other hand, particularism is seen as a more subjective approach to decision-making, as it takes into account the particular relationships and circumstances of the individuals involved. This approach is often seen as more flexible and accommodating, as it allows for different treatment depending on the individual situation. Universalism versus particularism is an important concept to consider when looking at the values of a society. It is important to understand how a society values rules and regulations, as this can have a significant impact on how decisions are made and how people are treated. Main idea number 11. Assertiveness versus modesty. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values assertiveness and self-promotion. It is the extent to which people are encouraged to be assertive and promote themselves, or to be modest and humble. Assertiveness versus modesty is an important concept to consider when looking at the values of a society. Assertiveness is the tendency to be confident and outspoken, while modesty is the tendency to be humble and unassuming. In some societies, assertiveness is highly valued and encouraged, while in others, modesty is preferred. In societies where assertiveness is valued, people are expected to be confident and outspoken in order to get ahead. They are encouraged to promote themselves and their accomplishments, and to take risks in order to achieve success. In contrast, in societies where modesty is preferred, people are expected to be humble and unassuming. They are encouraged to be modest about their accomplishments and to focus on helping others rather than promoting themselves. Assertiveness versus modesty is an important concept to consider when looking at the values of a society. It can help to explain why some societies are more competitive and individualistic, while others are more cooperative and collective. It can also help to explain why some societies are more open to change and innovation, while others are more resistant to change. Main idea number 12. Neutral versus emotional. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values emotional expression. It is the extent to which people are encouraged to express their emotions openly, or to remain neutral and unemotional. Neutral versus emotional is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society values emotional expression. It is the extent to which people are encouraged to express their emotions openly, or to remain neutral and unemotional. In some cultures, emotional expression is seen as a sign of strength and is encouraged. People are expected to be open and honest about their feelings and to express them in a healthy way. In other cultures, however, emotional expression is seen as a sign of weakness and is discouraged. People are expected to remain neutral and unemotional, and to keep their feelings to themselves. The way a society views emotional expression can have a significant impact on its members. In cultures where emotional expression is encouraged, people are more likely to be open and honest about their feelings and to be more comfortable expressing them. This can lead to better communication and understanding between people and can help to create a more positive and supportive environment. On the other hand, in cultures where emotional expression is discouraged, people may be more likely to bottle up their feelings and to keep them to themselves. This can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts and can create a more negative and hostile environment. Ultimately, the way a society views emotional expression is a personal choice. Some people may prefer to remain neutral and unemotional, while others may prefer to express their emotions openly. It is important to remember that both approaches have their advantages and disadvantages, and that it is up to each individual to decide which approach is best for them. Main idea number 13. Achievement versus ascription. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values achievement and merit. It is the extent to which people are rewarded for their achievements or rewarded based on their social status or family background. Achievement versus ascription is an important concept in understanding how different societies operate. In societies that value achievement, people are rewarded for their hard work and accomplishments. This encourages people to strive for excellence and to be rewarded for their efforts. On the other hand, in societies that value ascription, people are rewarded based on their social status or family background. This can lead to a lack of motivation and a sense of entitlement, as people are not rewarded for their efforts. The concept of achievement versus ascription is closely linked to the idea of meritocracy. Meritocracy is a system in which people are rewarded based on their abilities and achievements, rather than their social status or family background. This encourages people to strive for excellence and to be rewarded for their efforts. In contrast, societies that value ascription can lead to a lack of motivation and a sense of entitlement, as people are not rewarded for their efforts. Achievement versus ascription is an important concept to consider when looking at different societies and cultures. It can help to explain why some societies are more successful than others, and why some people are more successful than others. Understanding this concept can help us to create a more equitable and meritocratic society, where everyone is rewarded for their efforts and achievements. Main idea number 14. In-group versus out-group. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values loyalty to one's own group. It is the extent to which people prioritize loyalty to their own group over loyalty to other groups. The idea of in-group versus out-group is an important concept in understanding how societies function. It looks at the degree to which a society values loyalty to one's own group, and the extent to which people prioritize loyalty to their own group over loyalty to other groups. This concept is closely related to the idea of US versus them, which is a common way of thinking in many societies. In-group versus out-group is a concept that is closely tied to the idea of group identity. People often identify strongly with their own group, and this can lead to a sense of loyalty and solidarity. This can be seen in many different contexts, such as in sports teams, political parties, and religious groups. It can also be seen in the workplace, where employees may feel a strong sense of loyalty to their own team or department. In-group versus out-group is an important concept to consider when looking at how societies interact with each other. It can help to explain why some groups may be more likely to cooperate with each other, while others may be more likely to be hostile. It can also help to explain why some groups may be more likely to be excluded from certain activities or opportunities. Understanding this concept can help to create a more inclusive and tolerant society. Main idea number 15. Risk-taking. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values risk-taking. It is the extent to which people are encouraged to take risks and pursue opportunities, or to play it safe and avoid risks. Risk-taking is an important concept in understanding the dynamics of a society. It is the willingness of individuals to take risks and pursue opportunities, even if it means facing potential failure or loss. Risk-taking is a key factor in economic growth, innovation, and progress. It is also a key factor in the development of personal and professional relationships. Risk-taking can be seen as a form of courage, as it requires individuals to step outside of their comfort zone and take a chance. Risk-taking is a cultural value that is shaped by the norms and values of a society. In some cultures, risk-taking is highly valued and encouraged, while in others it is discouraged. Risk-taking can be seen as a form of self-expression, as it allows individuals to explore their own potential and push the boundaries of what is possible. It can also be seen as a form of resilience, as it allows individuals to learn from their mistakes and become better equipped to handle future challenges. Risk-taking is an important concept to consider when looking at the dynamics of a society. It is a key factor in economic growth, innovation, and progress, and it is also a key factor in the development of personal and professional relationships. Risk-taking can be seen as a form of courage, self-expression, and resilience, and it is shaped by the norms and values of a society. Main idea number 16. Universalism versus particularism. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values universal rules and regulations over particular circumstances and relationships. It is the extent to which people prioritize universal rules and regulations over particular circumstances and relationships. Universalism versus particularism is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society values universal rules and regulations over particular circumstances and relationships. Universalism is the belief that all people should be treated equally and fairly, regardless of their individual circumstances. This means that universal rules and regulations should be applied to everyone, regardless of their individual characteristics. On the other hand, particularism is the belief that individual circumstances should be taken into account when making decisions. This means that particular relationships and circumstances should be taken into account when making decisions, rather than relying solely on universal rules and regulations. Universalism is often seen as a more modern approach to decision-making, as it is based on the idea that everyone should be treated equally and fairly. This approach is often seen as more efficient and effective, as it allows for decisions to be made quickly and without bias. On the other hand, particularism is seen as a more traditional approach to decision-making, as it takes into account individual relationships and circumstances. This approach is often seen as more personal and tailored, as it allows for decisions to be made based on individual needs and preferences. Universalism versus particularism is an important concept to consider when looking at different cultures and societies. It is important to understand the degree to which a society values universal rules and regulations over particular circumstances and relationships, as this can have a significant impact on how decisions are made and how people interact with one another. Main idea number 17. Long-term orientation versus short-term orientation. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values long-term goals and plans. It is the extent to which people prioritize long-term objectives over short-term objectives. Long-term orientation is a cultural dimension that looks at the degree to which a society values long-term goals and plans. It is the extent to which people prioritize long-term objectives over short-term objectives. Societies that are long-term oriented tend to have a strong sense of tradition and a focus on the future. They are more likely to invest in long-term projects and to have a greater sense of responsibility for future generations. They also tend to be more patient and willing to wait for the rewards of their investments. In contrast, societies that are short-term oriented tend to focus on immediate gratification and have a greater emphasis on materialism. They are more likely to prioritize short-term gains over long-term investments and are less likely to consider the consequences of their actions. They also tend to be more risk-averse and less willing to take risks in order to achieve long-term goals. Long-term orientation is an important cultural dimension to consider when doing business in different countries. It can help to inform decisions about how to approach different markets and how to structure long-term investments. It can also help to identify potential areas of conflict between different cultures and how to best manage them. Main idea number 18. High context versus low context communication. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values implicit communication. It is the extent to which people rely on nonverbal cues and context to communicate, or rely on explicit verbal communication. High-context communication is a style of communication that relies heavily on nonverbal cues and context to convey meaning. This type of communication is common in cultures that value implicit communication, such as those in East Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. In these cultures, people rely on subtle cues, such as body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice, to convey meaning. This type of communication is often seen as more polite and respectful than explicit verbal communication. Low-context communication is a style of communication that relies heavily on explicit verbal communication. This type of communication is common in cultures that value explicit communication, such as those in North America, Europe, and Australia. In these cultures, people rely on direct verbal communication to convey meaning. This type of communication is often seen as more direct and efficient than implicit communication. Main idea number 19. Monochronic versus polychronic time. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values punctuality and schedules. It is the extent to which people prioritize tasks and activities according to a set schedule, or prioritize relationships and flexibility over schedules. Monochronic time is a concept that looks at the degree to which a society values punctuality and schedules. It is the extent to which people prioritize tasks and activities according to a set schedule, and prioritize efficiency and productivity over relationships and flexibility. In a monochronic society, time is seen as a valuable resource that should be managed carefully and efficiently. People are expected to be punctual and adhere to deadlines, and tasks are completed in a linear fashion. Polychronic time is the opposite of monochronic time. It is the extent to which people prioritize relationships and flexibility over schedules. In a polychronic society, time is seen as a less valuable resource and is managed more loosely. People are expected to be flexible and accommodating, and tasks are completed in a more flexible and organic fashion. Main idea number 20. Assertiveness versus modesty. This concept looks at the degree to which a society values assertiveness and self-promotion. It is the extent to which people are encouraged to be assertive and promote themselves, or to be modest and humble. Assertiveness versus modesty is an important concept to consider when looking at the values of a society. Assertiveness is the tendency to be confident and outspoken, while modesty is the tendency to be humble and unassuming. In some societies, assertiveness is highly valued and encouraged, while in others, modesty is preferred. In societies where assertiveness is valued, people are expected to be confident and outspoken in order to get ahead. They are encouraged to promote themselves and their accomplishments, and to take risks in order to achieve success. In contrast, in societies where modesty is preferred, people are expected to be humble and unassuming. They are discouraged from bragging or self-promotion, and instead are encouraged to focus on helping others and working hard. Assertiveness versus modesty is an important concept to consider when looking at the values of a society. It can have a significant impact on how people interact with each other, and how they view success and achievement. Understanding the differences between assertiveness and modesty can help us better understand the values of a society, and how they shape the way people interact with each other.